Fox News, where we go to Tom Littleton. Here you go. You go to worldviewreport.com. That's our daily aggregated news site with all the articles that I find and talk about on radio and television. And many of them I don't even have time to get to, but you can find it here. Here's my interview the other night with Colonel John Mills on the remote access to the voting machines that lost for voter fraud. A lot of articles, as you can see there, okay? But I'm going to go back up just to the ones I've added today. Babies can choose their gender? Question mark. Fox under fire for pro-LGBT special on helping five-year-old girl become a boy. This is Fox News, folks. Are you guys watching this trash anymore? This is coming from CBN, and they talk about this piece on Fox, but instead of writing about it, talking about it, let's just watch it. Here we go. Watch this.
Rylan Whittington is a typical Southern California teenager. And the Whittingtons, along with Mom Hillary, Dad Jeff, and Sister Brinley, are a typical family. The only difference, though, in Rylan's eyes, is what this family can mean to the tens of thousands of kids under 18 who identify as transgender.
We put our story out there so people could see that, like, there's another family out there that is going through what we're going through, or there's another family who's proud of who they are.
Before Rylan could even speak, he managed to tell his parents that he is a boy.
I could just see it. It wasn't him trying to be a brat. It was, like, painful. It was truly painful for him to have to wear feminine clothing and for us constantly telling him that you're a girl.
And unlike some trans kids, when Rylan came out at age 5 a few years later, he had the full support of his parents.
Initially, there was some pushback from us and trying to...
All right, so that's that. I'm going to skip toward the end. Let's go toward the end of the article, toward the end of the interview, because I want you to hear what Fox News had to say about all this. Watch.
You know, we understand you and we believe in you.
What extraordinary courage displayed by Rylan, his sister Brinley, Father Jeff, and Mom Hillary. I want to thank the Whittington family for speaking to us. It's not easy, particularly at a time when transgender issues have been politicized. People are afraid of what they do not understand, Dana. This family hopes their story will lead to more understanding, more acceptance, and ultimately more...
Okay, people are afraid of what they do not understand. Listen here, buddy boy. I understand darn well what this is all about, all right? And Romans 1 speaks to this issue. So I understand clearly what this is about. Can I have compassion for people that are struggling with this confusion and sin? Yes, I can. I absolutely have compassion for this child. The one I'm upset with are the parents. That's who I'm upset with. I'm particularly upset with Fox News for making this family out to be heroes. Why would you make any parents, in my opinion, out to be heroes that don't seek the right attention for this child to be unconfused? Again, this is what we're doing in our culture, where we have these transgender events constantly going on, celebrating it, promoting it, causing kids to question their sexuality, whereas if you didn't do this stupid stuff, they wouldn't even be having these kind of questions, the vast majority of them. And why is Fox News not talking about the massive high suicide rate among the kids who have transitioned? If it's so wonderful, why are they having huge suicide rates after transitioning? How about a story on how many that have transitioned that have now tried to transition back, and in some cases this is very difficult due to the surgeries, but wish they had never done this? How about the states where you have kids being given hormones and puberty blockers and other things? What's the suicide rate among those kids in those states, huh? These are legitimate stories you should be talking about instead of acting like this is so wonderful. So don't tell me in an age where there's a lot of confusion. I clearly understand. I'm not confused. I understand exactly what's going on here. And Fox News, you make me sick. Why don't you... Look, you would be better off to watch CNN than to watch Fox. Because at least CNN, you know what they are. Fox? Oh, yeah, let's push this claptrap, and then let's talk about Fox Nation and what's that chick on there? There's her little Bible story, her little Bible time over on Fox Nation. What's her name? I don't even know what her name is. You know, the little blonde chick wants to have her, Bible lessons with her. I'm thinking, really? I watched them advertising Fox Nation, wanting to have your little Bible hour with this woman on Fox Nation while you promote all this garbage back and forth. Give me a break. Give me a break. Well, this is Fox News now, folks. Then let's go to Sean Hannity. What's this clown up to? And I think it's exactly what he is. Where we go. Here's one. Complete betrayal. Fox News sees heated backlash. That's about Hannity. Here's another one. Furious conservatives turn on Sean Hannity as January 6th texts see him promoting pardon for Hunter Biden. This is in the Independent. So you guys ought to look into this, because good old Sean wanted apparently President Trump to offer Hunter Biden a pardon before he walked out of the White House, and thankfully nobody was taking Sean seriously. Well, at this point, who would take Sean seriously? Where is the other article? Let's see. Here we go. What's this one about? Here we go. This is it. Here we go. This is all about... There's that on what we just watched. And then there's... on all these stupid ads. And then there's all about Fox and his critics. And yeah. So you can read... You guys can all read more about what Fox is up to. See, they're getting into what we just talked about as well. But they go into in this article about the backlash coming to Fox from good old Sean Hannity. So there you go. Let's see, what else do we have? Democrats are leaving the Democrat Party in droves and becoming Republicans. This is Life News. Oh, cancel. Life News. Democrats are leaving the Democrat Party in droves and becoming Republicans. Thousands of Nevada Democrats have left their party and re-registered as Republicans and Independents, turning a blue-leaning state increasingly red, according to the Nevada Independent. So again, what is going to happen at the election time this year? What is going to happen? You know, if you have all of these Republicans and or Democrats registering as Republicans, or Independents registering as Republicans, are we going to have an election this fall? In other words, are these people that have worked so hard to gain the power they have and to thwart the rule of law and lock up people for the silly things they've locked them up with, who haven't even committed a crime or been accused of committing a crime or been charged with a crime, and we lock them up indefinitely, all the things going on in this lawlessness, absolute lawlessness, are they just going to let it all go and let a red wave happen? Do you think they are? Or do you think they're going to carry out massive voter fraud? Or are they going to even allow, is the election fraud so, would be need, necessary, would have to be so huge to overcome how angry people are with gas prices and fuel, et cetera? Do they even want us to have an election this fall? I don't know. It's going to be a very interesting fall to get into, no doubt about it. But there's a lot of other stories there at worldviewreport.com. Worldview. Here's one. Clinton's debunked 2016 Russia hoax was far worse than what happened on January 6th. So there you go. Congress must hold hearings on Biden administration's domestic terror ties. Yeah, that's for sure. And how about his international terror ties? All right, joining me now is Tom Littleton to give us an update on what I like to call the religious Trojan horse. Tom, welcome back to the program. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, Brandon, good to be with you. I don't have any updates on Mitt Romney's underwear.
You do not have, you don't know. I bet you dollar to donuts he wears the Mormon underwear.
Oh, don't you know it? And his entire political career is serving the boys in Salt Lake, right?
Yep.
I mean, we get it.
And for those who don't know, if you think I'm joking about this, no, I mean, from if you talk to leading former Mormons that get to that point of the ladder as a Temple Mormon, again, you can go read guys like Ed Decker. Ed Decker is an expert on this. Ron Carlson, Ed Decker, wrote a great book, Fast Facts on False Teaching. There is a spell. You can go look it up online. You can order them. It must always be touching your body. So you shower with it. You get into the showers, I understand. You drop it. It's a one piece. It's one piece, like a onesie. And I think it's shorts, though. But it is. You step into it, and then you button it up or whatever you do. So it's one piece with a shirt and the boxer type one piece. And then you drop it down to your ankle, as Ed Decker and other guys write, and you shower with it on, touching your ankle, hanging around your ankle, and then you dry off, shut off the water, dry off, and then you put your grab the next clean pair and put your leg into it, and then you can kick the wet pair off. This is, again, coming from experts who have left Mormonism, and it's this special garment they wear. It has to do with all of their rites and rituals, which, by the way, a lot of what you see in Freemasonry came from Mormonism, which is why Freemasons, a lot of them have respect for Mormonism, but a lot of what you see in Mormonism came from Freemasonry, is how I should put it. A lot of what you see in Mormonism came from Freemasonry. Joseph Smith reportedly took a lot of his ideas from Freemasonry to build Mormonism, which I think is one reason why a lot of Mormons, I don't think Mormons are supposed to be Freemasons according to their teachings, but a lot of what you see in Freemasonry is in Mormonism because Joseph Smith took a lot of it from Freemasonry. Anyway, that's a side note for those who think I was joking about Mitt Romney's Mormon underwear. I bet you $1 to donuts he wears it.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I don't have any updates on that. But unfortunately, I can bring some sad updates from the Southern Baptist Convention, which is actually meeting in Anaheim, California, as we speak.
Which is, by the way, the largest Protestant denomination or association in America. So all of you watching say, I don't care about the Southern Baptist Convention. Well, you should, because it is the largest Protestant denomination or association in America.
Right. Over 47,000 churches, individual, and used to be autonomous churches. One development just happened in recent hours. Rick Warren had ordained a couple of women pastors in his church last year before the convention, and they were calling for his church to be disfellowshipped. And he actually appeared, was given the platform. Everybody was so excited because Rick Warren is in the house. And they gave him a complete pass on what they called a secondary issue. He called a secondary issue. So now the Southern Baptist Convention officially ordains women pastors, which is a big move toward progressivism and appeasement of the feminist, which is part of the report tonight about diversity, equity, and inclusion. So a lot's going on in the church, and that's of interest to your viewers because the church has sort of been the last stand against the progressive and globalist movement in our society in America. And freedom-loving Christians have been salt and light in this country for so long, and that is slipping away from us very quickly.
Absolutely. Okay, so tell us, what's the update tonight you want to give us?
Well, if you have your email there, I sent you, there was a task force formed last year to investigate the Me Too sex abuse accusations or scandal within the Southern Baptist Convention. And if you recall, you and I used to actually have a man on the ground at the Southern Baptist Convention. That was me.
You, until you got kicked out.
Until I got kicked out, and then by 2021, they actually refused to give us credentials, me as your reporter, to even get back into the convention. So we're forbidden to be there. But watching all this stuff play out on social media and on the internet, they went into this meeting for 2022 to hear the report from the task force that was set up to investigate sex abuse. That task force, led by a pastor, Bruce Frank, had hired an attorney firm and then had hired an organization run by a bunch of former Homeland Security and FBI people called Guidepost Solutions to represent the task force and investigate the SBC and all these years of sex abuse. The problem has been that various other entities hired the same Guidepost Solutions, and they are boasting themselves to be a mosaic of diversity, equity, and inclusion, a mosaic of diversity and innovation. So they actually said in a tweet on January 6th.
I think I have some of this right here. Here we go. Yeah,
you do. Yeah, bring that up.
Okay, this is from this group. Explain again to the group. This is a group that was hired by the Southern Baptist Convention to do what?
To investigate sex abuse in the Southern Baptist Convention.
Which we're not downplaying or denying that. What we're saying is these scandals are going to be used to try to, I think what you're saying, what I believe is they're going to use these scandals, these abuses, which are real, but they're going to try to use it to move in to take over the Southern Baptist Convention. Is that what we're hearing?
Exactly. And apply a template, which, as Guidepost is saying here, okay. Guidepost is committed to strengthening diversity, equity, inclusion, and strives to be an organization
Go
where
tweet,
our,
guys.
Our team can bring their authentic selves to work. We celebrate our the collective progress towards equality for all and are proud to be an ally of our LGBTQ plus community. Now, again, this is the organization that this task force and multiple others within the SBC, other entities, including the executive committee, they all hired this organization run by a bunch of Homeland Security, FBI, and other former federal employees, some of whom still have federal clearance. This is the organization to investigate and recommend all of these recommendations for a reform to prevent sex abuse. If you go back up, you can also see this one, Celebrating Pride, is Linkladders, which is a law firm, and it is the Linkladders is the law firm that represents the task force. This is their diversity, equity, inclusion is the pulse of their firm. So, again, this is the law firm, and the Guidepost Solutions is the investigative committee, and these guys are all pushing diversity, equity, and inclusion. You see their gender, race, and ethnicity, social mobility, LGBT.
Okay, so what you're telling me is the Southern Baptist Convention, who hired? Again, for those of you listening, you say, well, I don't care about any of this. Maybe you don't even go to church. Well, you better care, because if the evangelical Christians are hijacked, infiltrated, this is the last group of people standing between us and a Marxist revolution are generally conservative evangelical Christians, okay? They're generally, and this is the last group. I had two former CIA people in my home in November of 2018, and they both said to me, Brannon, I like your book, Marxianity. I gave them a copy of it. I'm glad you wrote this book. I shouldn't say they liked it because I hadn't read it yet, but I gave it to them, and they said, I like the idea that you write on this, that you're speaking about this. Don't stop, because neither one of these are Bible-thumping evangelicals. But one of them, a former CIA officer, one of them, a former CIA analyst, said, because evangelical Christians are the last line of this fence to be penetrated. Once Muslim Brotherhood, the Islamist, the Marxist, the red-green activist, penetrates the evangelical Christians, that's the last group they have left to penetrate.
Right.
So
which they
if
are.
You're watching tonight and you're saying, oh, I don't care, you better care, because this is the long march through the institutions that Antonio Gramsci, the Italian communist, who the Frankfurt School followed, the Frankfurt School came to America in 1933, the long march through the institutions, which include your religious institutions, your colleges, your seminaries, your churches, your church denominations. So what you're telling me is somewhere along the way, some rocket scientist at the SBC hired two groups that are into the whole LGBT thing to investigate what is supposed to be the conservative, Bible-based Southern Baptist. Southern being the convention, the key word here, largely dominated in the South, Bible Belt. Some rocket scientists at the largest Protestant denomination or association in America decided to hire these two groups tied to the LGBT agenda, or at least promoting it, to investigate them. Is that what you're telling me? And who decided that?
Exactly right. And Bruce Frank, who is a North Carolina pastor, he is the one who was put in charge of this task force. They then hired Guidepost Solutions and this Linkladders law firm, both of which have this diversity, equity, inclusion, LGBTQ focus. Frank just said at the convention, because this kind of made the news, I pushed it out there since October of last year. It finally made the news just days before the convention, at least related to Guidepost. And Bruce Frank said, it doesn't matter what Guidepost thinks about LGBTQ. It matters what Baptists think about sex abuse. So they're playing on people's emotions that, hey, if you're not willing to subscribe to this set of reforms driven by diversity, equity, and inclusion in these pro-gay organizations, and by the way, there are five law firms in all involved, and all of them are pro-LGBT. Linkladders just happens to be the most open one about it. The executive committee's law firm actually is a Alabama-based law firm here in my city, and they actually sponsored the Pride Parade in Nashville, where the Southern Baptist headquarters are located. Mm-hmm. So this is awash with diversity, equity, inclusion. This whole, ironically, the sex abuse investigation, this Me Too hits the Southern Baptist Convention. This has been going on for 5 years, as you know, since 2018. And so now Baptists have been played into asking for this task force, now letting this task force have a year to put all these partners together and implement reforms coming from this perverted set of people. Now, here's the thing, segueing into our next issue, the organization, humanitarian organization, Send Relief, which is part of the North American Mission Board, is the humanitarian arm of Southern Baptist Missions. The Send Relief, which gets a lot of money from the government, partners with World Relief, which is part of National Association of Evangelicals, they put together a recommendation with the task force that Send Relief actually fund the implementation of this guidepost and task force recommendations and reforms. These are compliance and training, sensitivity training, and reform issues based on implementing this diversity, equity, and inclusion culture. Here's the problem. The Send Relief organization, because it is getting money, just like World Relief is, to bring Muslim refugees in, it has had to absorb and will now have to pay for $3 million for this implementation of the reforms. So the diversity, equity, and inclusion pro-LGB template will be placed over every SBC agency and ultimately over every SBC church and every SBC ordained minister, of which I am one for the time being. And they will have to implement these at every level of the SBC so that the SBC, and here's the key point, so that the SBC through Send Relief can continue to participate with FEMA as a massive partner in faith-based partnerships funding, and also with refugee resettlement. You and I reported on this refugee resettlement that's being done through Clarkston, Georgia, with the Send Relief Center there. That's a Southern Baptist Home Missions Board organization. Send Relief is bringing Muslims through what is called the Ellis Island of the South.
Okay, let's show this. Is this part of it?
Yes. This was something we reported on last October.
Yes.
The guy with the beard there just beside the sheikh is on your right would be David Platt.
Yeah, David Platt, who I talk about a lot in my book, Marxianity, who's the one that's crying and sobbing at one of these neo-Calvinist conferences, telling us how we're all racist and blaming everything on Christians and capitalism.
Right. He's a very manipulative Southern Baptist speaker. The guy in the back right over the head of the sheikh with the big horse laugh going on.
Yeah, that's Bob Roberts.
Roberts Jr. This
Which,
is a guy
by the way, Phil Haney, the former DHS officer, Phil Haney, who died under mysterious causes 2 years ago, February, he was constantly reporting on Bob Roberts and what he was doing with these Islamists.
Right. And this guy in the front is Muhammad Al... Shari, I think is how you say it. I'm not real keen on my pronunciation there. He is the head of the World Muslim League, which we have a federal prosecutor who in 2012 testified before Congress about the World Muslim League. His name was Andrew McCarthy. He said that the World Muslim League in Saudi Arabia is perhaps the most significant Muslim Brotherhood organization in the world. So what we see happening there in October was a number of Baptist and evangelical leaders meeting in D.C. with the head of this World Muslim League, a Muslim Brotherhood, a very significant, the most significant, according to one federal prosecutor, Muslim Brotherhood organization of the world. What they promoted then and what they are now promoting through the National Association of Evangelicals, the parent organization, World Relief, is the Charter of Mecca. The Charter of Mecca is a 2019 document where a group of Muslim leaders got together and put this charter out, stating, essentially promoting Islam and saying it's a nation, it's a religion of peace, it's a blessing to the world, and that they are promoting it to this group there, these Baptists who met with him. You and I talked about this in October, and we were the only ones who reported on it as well. But now we see that the National Association of Evangelicals attended a forum in Saudi Arabia called the Forum on Common Values Among Religious Followers.
Go to this,
and
guys.
And this was the same organization.
Is this it? Is this the meeting?
That's it. That is it. How would you like to sit at that table?
No, thanks. No, thank you.
Significant Muslim leaders from all over the world, and that's where the National Association...
And I noticed we got some Jewish folks sitting here. I bet you dollar to donuts those are Jewish folks, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, those are Jewish guys. There were...
And I guess, apparently they have forgotten that Muslim Brotherhood was behind the Holocaust. Muslim Brotherhood started by Albana in 1928, and the Grand Mufti of Palestine had an apartment in Berlin and used to visit, according to the Nuremberg trials, visit the death camps incognito, make sure they're speeding up and slaughtering as many Jews as possible. So, you know, apparently these Jews have forgotten who took part in the Holocaust, included the Grand Mufti recruiting thousands to wear the Nazi uniform.
Yeah, and I was in Israel in 99. The tensions were pretty high. And an area in the marketplace where I walked in the Jewish section actually exploded 2 weeks after I was there. A Sbarro's Pizza exploded, if you remember that attack. There's so many. But the sad thing is, progressive Christians and progressive Jews, progressive evangelicals make for some really stupid leaders.
Indeed.
Really stupid leaders. So
indeed.
If you go back to up the email, you can see where Walter Kim, the president, this is a PCA leader. He's the head of the National Association of Evangelicals. He says this is a historic event that makes us optimistic about the future, which holds an opportunity for peace and building bridges of love. Our goal to achieve justice, mercy, and modesty is what everyone needs. Okay.
And of course, the National Association of Evangelicals has pushed the whole global warming, open borders, and all that claptrap for years.
Yeah, and they pushed the vaccines on us. They worked with the scammers with the vaccine and the pandemic industrial complex. These guys were some of their frontline partners. But here's the thing. Send Relief of the Southern Baptist Convention also works very closely with World Relief, which is the humanitarian arm of the National Association of Evangelicals. The World Relief and NAE announced their own diversity, equity, and inclusion call because they said that they had to focus on greater implementation and expansion of the diversity, equity, inclusion. So they had an event last year called Forward Together. So pushing this victim coalition of feminists, LGBT, racial ethnics, and Muslims into the mainstream of evangelical Christianity is essential to these two partners, like Send Relief and like World Relief of National Association of Evangelicals, continuing to partner with hundreds of millions, if not billions of money, which these organizations and NGOs and missions organizations can obtain from the government and private foundations who are pushing open borders, open societies, to flood Muslims into this country, working with the FEMA in poverty relief and also in disaster relief, disaster response. So Send Relief is the one within the SBC that now has to handle this sex abuse, implement this diversity, equity, and inclusion. And of course, the National Association of Evangelicals and World Relief have already done that last year.
So watch them. Now they've got to pay penance. Now they're going to do their penance and watch them get all kinds of weirdos onto all kinds of boards to show their contrition, not to mention what kind of money is going to be paid out, and victims that were truly abused should get it. But watch how this is used to discredit the Southern Baptists. Your source of all suffering and oppression are your Christians and conservatives, not to mention you're talking about lots and lots of money, lots and lots of property, and of course you could always get those properties and then turn them into mosques and sell them to mosques.
Right, absolutely. And we've covered that part of the template. And, in the end, These organizations should have never worked with the United Nations, because you talk about that false dominant church, the New Age movement that Robert Mueller pushed, the New Genesis, a global spirituality, shaping a global spirituality. That's what we now see mainstream conservative, once Bible-believing evangelical organizations becoming a part of, that false New Age religion of globalists.
Absolutely. 30piecesofsilver.org, 30piecesofsilver.org. Thanks for the update, Tom.
Thanks, man. Take care.
Appreciate it. Before we go to Usama Dakdok, let's go to the screen here. WVWTVstore.com. As we told you, got a huge shipment yesterday, one Friday. They're working hard and fast. If you've put in your order, be patient. They're working hard and fast to get all the orders filled. And we're trying to get our response time from the time you order to the time it's delivered faster. But again, you should order it if you want to get it, because we are flush with supplies now. You can simply just go to the website, click emergency supplies, and you can get the 72-hour test kit to try it if you want to. 4 week, 1 year, 3 month, 6 month. It's got a 25-year shelf life. And again, you won't be disappointed. Again, it's a great way to support what we're doing. It's a big part of my general operating budget to do all we do with the news and everything else. Don't forget, while you're there at the homepage, WVWTVstore.com, we have the Worldview Weekend general seating tickets. You have the priority seating tickets. Thursday night banquet concerts optional. The luncheon on Saturday is optional. But the conference is filling up with these people at the beautiful Ozarks Conference Center on Lake of the Ozarks. Speakers in person will include Dr. Peter McCullough, myself, Mike Lindell, Roger Stone, Patrick Wood, Annie Cyrus, Dr. Lee Merritt, Dr. Andy Woods, Terry Turchie, Leo Holman, Karen Kingston. Make sure you get your hotel reservations. Use the code WRLD at the Lake of the Ozarks Conference. All the details are there at WVWTV.com. Also, my book, Grave Influence, ships on the 16th. This is one of my most popular books, probably the most best-selling book I've written out of the 14. It's 368 pages hardcover. I agreed to a third printing if we made it available for $4.99. It's about the 21 radicals and their worldviews that rule America from the grave. Wrote it in 2008, came out in 2009. More relevant now than the day I wrote it. All of that at WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. Then if you go to frankspeech.com, you can click on the store there. Go to the website at the store or to mypillow.com, either one. We got slippers on sale. You get Mike's book thrown in. We got all kinds of specials, dog beds, pet beds, so many other things, robes, bed sheets, towels, so many things. Again, if you use that promo code B66, a generous portion, we've got the buy one, get one free sale, housewarming gifts, wedding gifts, kids going to college this fall, all these things. Again, support us. A generous percentage of each purchase comes back to keep this broadcast going. We need your support. B66, use it. We get credit at the Worldview Report, as well as Brandon House Live, to keep all the things we're doing going, and it supports the network and Mike's battle to save America and fix 2020. But it's vital we hear from you during these summer months. Finally, if you just want to support what we're doing, what I'm doing and all my work and research and my news and all that I do at WVW, you can support me directly by just going to WVWFoundation.com. WVWFoundation.com is in Worldview Weekend. WVWFoundation.com.